Summertime in many parts of the world means thunderstorms, and with thunder comes the danger of lightning. While being struck by lightning is often thought to be rare, it can happen and cause permanent injury or death. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with John Jensensius, a meteorologist and lightning safety specialist with the National Weather Service.
There is a joke among lightning experts when they ask, what's the one thing people don't know about lightning? And most people think it really cannot happen to them. You know otherwise.
Yeah, when we look at lightning, there are about 25 million cloud-to-ground flashes in the United States in a typical year and about 300,000 people. So when you look at the numbers, yes, it can happen to you. And in fact, on average in recent years, we've seen about 30 people a year that are killed by lightning and probably about 300 that have been struck by lightning in a typical year.
Would you explain what exactly is lightning and what makes it so dangerous?
Well, lightning is a giant spark of electricity, either in the cloud or between the cloud and the ground. It can be as much as several hundred thousand volts of electricity, so it's a huge amount of energy in a very short amount of time. In terms of what makes it so dangerous is, of course, that amount of energy can do quite a bit of damage. It can either damage equipment or, if in the case of a person, it could either kill or severely injure you. And those injuries can last a lifetime.
Where is the safest place to be during a thunderstorm that's producing lightning?
Well, the biggest mistake that people make is they wait too long to go inside. There simply is no safe place outside that's safe in a thunderstorm, so they need to get inside. And by inside, they have to be inside either a substantial building, one that has wiring and plumbing, or inside a hard-topped metal vehicle. The metal vehicle will provide protection because if it is struck, the lightning will go around. It'll follow the metal surface of the car around you, and you'll be safe. It has nothing to do with the rubber tires that are on the car. If you are outside, if you do hear thunder, that's an immediate warning that you're within striking distance of the storm and need to get inside right away. As far as the lightning is concerned, in some atmospheric conditions, you can see lightning a long distance away. So if you're seeing lightning but not hearing the thunder, you're probably safe. But if you are hearing thunder, you're within about 10 miles of the storm, and lightning can reach out that 10 miles, so you need to get inside immediately.
So often, if you're outside and people hear thunder, they have a sense that it's still in the distance.
Yeah, and that actually is one of the problems that we have, is that people hear what they consider a distant rumble of thunder. What they don't realize is it's not as distant as they think. And there are various types of flashes from this thunderstorm cloud, but some of those flashes reach out away from the storm, and those are the ones that often catch people by surprise. Every thunderstorm has a first strike of lightning, so if it's looking at all threatening, you do want to get inside before you hear that thunder. And the other part of it is, if you're in an area where there's a lot of noise, for example, a beach or somewhere where there's quite a bit of noise, you may not even be able to hear that rumble of thunder. So keep an eye on the sky and head to safety if it looks threatening.
What are the types of things that people live with who have been struck by lightning? I imagine over the years, it's difficult.
It is very difficult. And consider a computer and what a surge of electricity does to the computer. Well, it does the same thing to the brain. They often have pain. Their lives change completely. And depending on how long they may be without oxygen, it can have very detrimental effects on the brain.
That's lightning expert John Jensensius speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.